I've kind of been told a lot on this show that I overshare things that happen in my life, or just things that I think or things that I've experienced that I don't really need to kind of say on radio across the capital city.
I think the three of us
are kind of guilty of forgetting that we're
you kind of forget that you're on air, and you're just kind of chatting away to you listening and to Emma and Ash, and you kind of think, I can say whatever I want. And then other times other people are having a conversation and I'm like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means, but I won't say anything. I won't say that I don't know what that means, because that's silly.
Okay.
But I've decided, I bet you, a lot more people than you think don't understand a lot about what's going on. When people are having conversations, are you a little bit sometimes like, don't know what that is? Don't know what that is?
Absolutely. And you play along, because you don't want to look thick.
Yeah, exactly. So you just nod your head
really?
And you go, yeah.
I've never been like, oh, really?
Well,
yeah,
I figured out that there's a specific theme of things that I really, really don't understand. And I decided to bring it to you, just in case anyone else felt the exact same. There is no reason to feel stupid.
And there's no reason to feel ashamed if you don't know. Ask questions.
Exactly.
And that is.
So here is a bunch of things that I don't know. Ireland edition.
Okay.
This is not great. My history teacher will not be happy.
Okay.
But we're going to go for it.
Okay. Oh, will Irish people be upset with you?
I'd imagine so.
Okay. Let's go. Let's be honest and be kind, okay?
I have no idea what the Book of Kells is. I know it's in Trinity. I know they turned the page. That is all I know.
Do you want us to help you with this?
That'd be nice. What's the Book of Kells?
Well, it's a load of drawings on a book that was made by monks, and it's very, very old.
And is that the crack?
I think it's the oldest.
Did you not know either?
As in, like, is that it, though?
I think it's the oldest religious book in the world. Something like that.
Right,
in or end.
Okay,
so
very good.
It's fair to say we're all not 100% versed.
We're iffy.
Right, okay. Dave.
Well, I get the gist, you know. Go
Dave,
on.
Do you know what? I'm going to give you an applaud for honesty.
Thank you. I don't think I'll be getting an applaud for this one. You know when people on the news are constantly talking about the doll? Where is it?
Are you actually joking?
Oh, come on, that's a joke.
I have no idea where the doll
is. Take
a
guess where you think it is.
I think it's on Leinster Street.
It's in Leinster House, mate.
That one?
Yeah.
I knew it was a Leinster. Where's Leinster House?
Kildare Street.
Come on, Dave. You've got to know that.
It's about three streets over
from where you are right now.
Right.
We'll go for a little tour or
Don't
something.
Give him a clap for that one. Continue.
No, I'm actually not going to. You're just in the media.
I know I walk past these buildings all the time. I know there's one only over there. I know there's something on in Stony Batter. I don't know what it is. It looks very nice. But there's something on the Keys. I don't know what they are.
I'd say there is something on the Keys.
So you thought the doll itself could be in any of those spots?
Yeah, I thought it was either one of them. Every time I walk past a government building, I'm like, maybe that's the doll.
Wow. Okay, no.
Speaking of the Keys and government buildings, I have no idea what Custom House is.
I know I think you'd be in the majority with that one.
I always used to pass that my old job on the bus, and I'd be like, what does be going on in there?
One time my friend went in there asking when the 120 bus was coming, because she thought it was Bussaras. She's the only person I've ever known to enter Custom House.
Well, speaking of Bussaras, I want you to picture this. I want you to picture you're coming down Gardiner Street, right?
Okay.
So you're coming from Higher Gardiner Street to Lower Gardiner Street, and there's a big building right there in front of you. What the hell is that? Anyone know what that is?
I think that's the back of Custom House.
Oh, no. Well, is it?
While you're being honest, I did exactly what we said.
I think it's the back of Custom House.
Oh, okay.
Just while we're being honest, we said we wouldn't do play-alongs anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't know where Gardiner Street was.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
This is just something that confuses me. Temple Bar. The Temple Bar. How do tourists know what it is? It's not a thing. The only reason I know Temple Bar is because I know it's a tourist trap. But why is it a tourist trap?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Why is it just the Temple Bar?
Just marketing, I think. I don't think... Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Don't really fully know what St. Bridget did. I know she had a blanket and she put it over Kildare.
I've written two raps about her. Has that not meant anything to you?
Yeah, I know it's that. I kind of just played along. And then Newgrange. There's markings on the rocks at Newgrange.
Mm.
I don't understand why it's a big deal.
You've given a lot of hate to Newgrange in the past week
it's
on
no
this show.
Hate. I'm just curious. Mm. Why is the markings on a rock?
It's the day
amazing.
The sun shines in. It's cool.
Ancient people who lived here.
Okay.
Religious I think the
stuff.
Answer to a lot of these things is old.
Yes.
Yeah.
The answer to why it's famous?
Ancient.
Old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that should really cover a lot of it.
Very nice. And then the last thing I just thought of was, why is it called Portlaoise? Because there's no port.
Do you know what? That's an absolutely fair question. Yeah.
I never knew. I never knew where it was.
I'll give you a clap for that. Yeah,
until someone said leash, and I said that makes no sense.
There is no port there.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a load of things that I don't understand. Irish edition.
I was talking to my sister a few years ago about all this, because sometimes when it comes to Irish history, I get a bit confused as well about what when happened who and who was the leader of this and how they took over that. And my sister said to me very honestly, I can't wait for Florence to learn kids' Irish history, because I will learn it with her. She was like, it's too late for me to ask questions. And like, she was like, sometimes I Google like Irish history for kids and the mind still boggles. So I can't wait till that reaches her age. I'll be like, right, okay. Oh, very good.
Michael, who?
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.